USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the water in East Palestine is drinkable and their air is breathable after a train derailment caused a toxic chemical spill and massive fire. DeWine said the railroad, Norfolk Southern Railway, will have pressure on them until they make this right.
The railroad created this problem.
Yeah.
People didn't create this problem. They brought this into the community. It was their railroad that had the huge, huge, massive wreck, traumatic for the people. We're going to hold them feet to the fire.
Democrat Senator John Fetterman from Pennsylvania checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center Thursday to receive treatment for clinical depression.
His chief of staff, Adam Gentleson, said in a statement, while John has experienced depression off and on throughout his life, it only became severe in recent weeks. Fetterman suffered a stroke last year before winning the Pennsylvania Senate race. Earlier this month, his office said he was hospitalized after feeling lightheaded, but the test ruled out another stroke. I'm Dave Collins.
United Arab Emirates National Energy Company plans to sell about 4% of its natural gas business in an IPO that it hopes will raise $2 billion. Proponents say it will help supply the energy demand in Europe. The Abu Dhabi National Oil Company will sell more than 3 billion shares on the Abu Dhabi Securities Exchange next Thursday. It's time for some boogity, boogity, boogity Sunday as NASCAR racing returns with the Daytona 500. Legendary actor Bruce Willis' condition has progressed into frontotemporal dementia, which has no cure. Willis's family put out a letter Thursday describing the cruel disease and thanked everyone for the love and support for the past year. A very happy TGIF to you, my friend. This is USA News.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles and no latte is worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing, and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
President Biden is claiming a series of high-altitude objects the U.S. shot down this month do not appear related to the Chinese government's spy balloon program, but provided no details. Biden also said he expects to speak with Chinese President Xi Jinping, but did not provide details on when that may happen. California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom visited a Sacramento County school Thursday to hand out lunches to students and highlight California's new investments in public education.
We were here celebrating the remarkable diversity contribution.
The state has promised universal pre-K, free meals for all students, more academic and mental health support, and lower staff-to-student ratios.
Making everyone feel included and cared for, including people from around the world that have fled injustices.
In addition, the Universal College Savings Account program will start an account for every Californian born after July 1st, 2022. I'm Victoria Idoni.
The five police officers charged with murdering Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop in Memphis, Tennessee, are set to appear in court Friday.
They were fired after footage was released of Nichols being beaten after a traffic stop in January, eventually dying 3 days later. Two Shelby County, Tennessee Sheriff's Office deputies were suspended this week in connection with the death of Nichols. The five officers involved, part of a now disbanded Scorpion unit in the Memphis Police Department. I'm Ryan Daniels.
This is USA News.
Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle and budget. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with peak long life universal pre-mixed antifreeze and coolant. Now just $6.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly. Limits apply. See store for details.